Welcome back. This is an advanced sound design session in Ableton Live 12, and we're going to build resampled Hoover textures from scratch using only stock devices and stock packs. The goal isn't just make a Hoover. The goal is make a Hoover that turns into multiple arrangement ready identities once you print it, destroy it tastefully, and slice it like a jungle producer. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That tempo matters, because the modulation rates we choose and the rhythm of the stabs will lock to that DNB pulse. Now create three tracks. First, a MIDI track called Hoover Source. Second, an audio track called Resample Print. Third, an audio track called Texture Bus. On Resample Print, set audio from to Hoover Source and choose Post Effects. That post part is a big deal. You're not resampling the synth. You're resampling the synth plus the processing plus the performance. Arm Resample Print. Set monitoring so you can hear what you need to hear while you record. Optional, but highly recommended, make a return track called RVB Crush. Put hybrid reverb on it, then redux, then an EQ8 after that. This is your parallel grime and air generator. We'll barely blend it, but it adds that finished record dirt when used quietly. Before we even touch sound design, a quick coaching note: print with headroom on purpose. When you know you're going to hit roar, saturator, and compression later, you want your recordings peaking around -12 to -6 dB. If you print too hot, the later distortion turns brittle and small. Headroom is size. All right, on Hoover Source, load Wavetable. We're building the Hoover the modern way. Detune saw stack plus controlled movement. In Wavetable, start with oscillator 1 on a saw. Keep it simple. The Hoover sound is more about unison and the way it shifts over time than some exotic Wavetable. Turn on unison for oscillator 1. Aim for 6 to 8 voices. Set the detune amount somewhere around 20 to 35%. Do not max it yet. Maxed unison plus chorus is how you get that impressive but useless smear that disappears in a mix. Oscillator 2. Also a saw, or another sawish table if you want a little extra bite. Now tune OSC 2 up. Plus 7 semitones gives you that rave tension and harmonic edge without going full bright. Plus 12 semitones gives more of that organ Y, classic rave lift. Choose based on the role you want later. For unison on OSC 2, use fewer voices, like 4, and a smaller detune, maybe 10 to 20%. Turn on the sub-oscillator, down 1 octave, but keep it very quiet, like -18 to -24 dB. This is not your sub-bass. This is just a hint of body, so the sound doesn't feel hollow when you filter it. We'll almost certainly high-pass the resampled textures later anyway. Enable Wavetable's filter, set it to LP24. Put cutoff somewhere in the 1.2 to 2.5 kHz zone, and add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Don't overthink the exact number. The point is, filter plus drive makes the detune stack feel like one aggressive instrument instead of two oscillators fighting each other. Now the movement. This is where the resampling becomes gold. LFO1 goes to filter cutoff. Set it synced, slow, like a half note. One bar, or even longer. Start subtle. You want the sound to breathe, not wobble like a bass line. LFO2 goes somewhere small but important. A great move is OSC1 position, or unison amount if you want a little instability. Set LFO2 faster, like 1/8 or 1/16, but with a tiny amount. Think shimmer. Think nervous energy. Not listen to my LFO. Set the amplitude envelope. Attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds to avoid clicks. Decay roughly 0.8 to 1.5 seconds. For classic stabs, bring sustain to 0. For sustained washes, keep sustain a little under, like -6 dB, so it holds without turning into a flat line. Release around 150 to 350 milliseconds so it doesn't chop off unnaturally. Now add the classic Hoover tension. A pitch envelope. In Wavetable, use a pitch envelope amount of plus 3 to plus 12 semitones, but with a very short decay, like 80 to 160 milliseconds. This is that brassy yelp at the start. It's one of those details that makes a Hoover feel like it has attitude, even before distortion. Next, we glue it. After Wavetable, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not just getting louder. This is another teacher note. Gain staging matters more when you resample, because you're printing decisions. If you print a level mistake, you'll be compensating for it across every slice later. Add auto filter next if you like adding a second filter stage for performance sweeps, but keep it controlled. Then add chorus ensemble. Set it to classic, or ensemble if you want a wider wash. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz, amount 20 to 45%, with anywhere from 120 to 200%, and mix around 20 to 40%. Here's the mindset. Chorus is not just width, it's motion that becomes texture when you print it. But Chorus is also where you can ruin mono compatibility. So do a quick stereo discipline check now. Put utility at the end of Hoover source and temporarily set width to 0%. If your tone becomes hollow or disappears, your unison and chorus settings are facey. Fix it now, before you record three amazing takes that collapse on a club system. After chorus, add amp or overdrive depending on taste. Amp can give a nice mid bark, overdrive can add a sharper edge. Then EQ8 for shaping, and utility at the end for overall level and width control. Keep it tidy. Now we need DNB articulation. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on Hoover Source. Use classic Hoover stab rhythms. Don't worry about the exact pattern beating correct, but do think like a roller. Hits that answer the drums, not hits that talk non-stop. Keep notes around G2 to D3 so it sits in the mids. Let your sub and actual bass own the low end. Shape velocities. Accents on the big beats, ghosts on the in-betweens. This matters because later, when you slice audio, the transient differences turn into different characters per slice. If everything is the same velocity, your slices are all the same attitude. If you want extra feel, add a subtle groove from the groove pool that matches your drums. Keep it subtle. At this level, we're chasing bounce, not trunk timing. Now the main event. Resampling multiple movement passes. Arm resample print. Record 8 to 16 bars. And while recording, perform slow, intentional moves. This is where a lot of people mess up by either doing nothing, or going full DJ filter chaos. You want movement that feels like a performer shaping the sound over time. Move the wavitable filter cutoff. Adjust chorus mix or width. Push saturator drive a little on certain phrases. Do gentle auto filter resonance sweeps carefully. You can even nudge unison amount slightly. Better workflow. Pre-commit performance lanes. Before you record, group your Hoover source devices into a rack and map 4 to 8 key parameters to macros. Filter cutoff and drive, unison amount, chorus mix, auto filter cutoff and resonance. If you're planning to resample the bus later, maybe map roar drive on the bus too. Macros make your performances musical instead of fiddly. Record 3 separate takes with 3 different intentions. First take, a dryish stab pass. Less chorus, more transient bite. Minimal reverb. Second take, a wide wash pass, more chorus, maybe more send to RVB crush, and longer movement. This is your fog layer later. Third take, an angry mid pass, more drive, maybe the band pass vibe, and more aggressive movement. This one becomes your threat layer behind the bass. Rename your takes immediately. Seriously, if you don't rename now, you'll end up with audio 23, audio 24, audio 25, and you'll hate yourself later. Name them Hoover Stab Print 01. Hoover Wash Print 01. Hoover Mid Grime Print 01. Also duplicate your best print and label it safe. This is your untouched reference. Do all warping and destruction on copies. When you need clarity in the drop, the safe take saves you. Next, chop and warp like a jungle producer. Take one of your printed clips and decide, do you want to warp it before slicing, or slice it first? For many textures, I like warping before slicing, because you bake artifacts into the audio, and then the slices become consistent objects. Try warp mode texture for gritty, animated artifacts. Adjust grain size. Small grain sizes can turn it into a fizzy cloud. Larger can smear it into a haunting pad. If you need cleaner tonality, try Complex Pro. But listen, sometimes the artifacts are the entire point. Once you like the clip, slice to new MIDI track. Choose a slicing option. Transient if it's clearly stabby, or 1/8 note if it's more even rhythmic material. Use Simpler as the slicing device. In the new Simpler track, set one shot for stabs, classic for playable textures. Turn snap on so the start points are clean. Use Simpler's filter as a quick tone knob. This is also where you can pitch slices for variation without touching the original print. Now we build the texture bus. Route your sliced and printed Hoover tracks into texture bus. This is where we make it mix ready and, more importantly, where we can create motion and density in a controlled, repeatable way. On texture bus, load EQ8 first. High pass typically somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz. If your mix is crowded, go higher. If you want more chest, go lower, but be careful. Then tame harshness, a small dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz if it's biting your ears. Control fizz with a gentle high shelf down around 10 to 14 kHz if needed. Then add roar. This is a live 12 weapon for this exact job. Choose a character like tube, damage, or warm. Drive it moderately. The goal is density and aggression, not turning the whole thing into white noise. If you're using multiband in Roar, distort the mid band more than the highs. Keep the low band cleaner, even if you're high passing later. It keeps the sound stable and stops the distortion from flapping around. Add auto filter after Roar for signature motion. Band pass or low pass both work. Band pass is great for that radioactive mid layer that floats above the bass. Map the cutoff to a macro or automate it over phrases. Add a touch of envelope if you want hit-to-hit variation, like it's reacting to the playing. Now hybrid reverb. Use it like a space designer, not like a make it huge button. You can blend convolution for body with algorithmic for tail. Keep decay around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds, depending on where it sits in the arrangement. High cut inside the reverb around 6 to 10 kHz so your space doesn't turn into sizzling hash. If it's inserted, keep mix low, like 8 to 20%. Save the really huge washes for sends like RVB Crush. Add compression next. Regular compressor or glue compressor both work. You're not trying to smash it. You're trying to keep it sitting consistently when the filters open and the distortion changes. Then utility at the end for mono discipline. Set bass mono around 120 to 200 Hz. And if it's a lead stab that must punch, consider reducing width slightly, maybe down to 80 to 120%. Wide is exciting, but center is powerful. Advanced extra. Phase safe wideness with a mono core and stereo haze. Put an audio effect rack on texture bus with two chains. Core chain. Utility width 0%, a mid-focused EQ, mild saturation, haze chain, high pass higher, like 400 to 800 Hz, then heavier chorus and reverb. Blend them. Now your punch stays center, while the air can be massive without ruining mono. Now let's turn these into arrangement rolls. Same source, different jobs. Roll 1. The drop stab hook. Use your sliced simpler MIDI to play a two bar hook. Keep it short, like question and answer. Automate filter cutoff to open slightly at the end of every four bars to build momentum without changing the notes. Roll 2. The fog layer under drums. Take the wash print, loop a nice section, high pass aggressively like 200 to 350 Hz. Side chain it so it breathes with a groove. This audio version is shortened for playback.